Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Molinaro. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Marv Foley. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fran Mullins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Page for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lemon moves to third. Squires moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Squires scores. Baines moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baines tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to second. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive towards first. Revering reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Morrison attempting to get to second, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a pop-up towards short. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo misplays the ball. That's an error on Picciolo. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Mullins trying to get to third. Henderson throws the ball in to Gross, who tags Mullins for the out. Lemon moves to second. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McKay moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McKay scores. Picciolo moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Picciolo moves to third. Henderson moves to second. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Molinaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molinaro moves to second. Two outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Armas moves to second. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 1 in the game. Revering hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Armas scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Mullins reaches second base with a double. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz bunts towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. Mullins moves to third. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Langford. Mullins scores. Lemon moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-2, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Squires moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Molinaro hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Picciolo takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Guy Hoffman now pitching. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 2 in the game. Page bunts towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Morrison covering, for the out. Murphy moves to second. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Foley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-2 in the game. Revering is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morrison moves to third. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mullins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morrison scores. Foley moves to third. It's 7-4, White Sox. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foley tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross hits a line drive towards short. Cruz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Newman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Picciolo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Newman moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Langford covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Koontz now playing left field. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Murphy hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-2 in the game. Page strikes out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Morrison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-4, White Sox. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Foley for the out. One out. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mullins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-3 in the game. Revering hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-3 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoffman covering, for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Newman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McKay is called out on strikes. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.